This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Adoption and marketing of CAM, how we gain champions. This is Rachel Shields-Williams, the Senior Manager of Experience at Sidley Austin. And today with us, we have Meredith Williams-Range, the Chief Knowledge and Client Value Officer at Sherman Sterling. Meredith, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
No, I'm delighted to hear about all of your great experience both at Sherman and in the industry over the last several decades. Can you tell me a little bit about how you've been promoting knowledge management at your current firm?
Sure. And so just a little bit of background. My role as the client value officer, one of the departments I have is the knowledge and research team. So they're a part of this. A little bit around promoting KM in general is we at Sherman actually don't think about this as promotion or even adoption. We really think at everything as full change management is kind of how we approach this. So one of the first things that we did when I joined Sherman is we created a team of people that are focused on change management of the organization, which is a full discipline around, you know, promotion, adoption, awareness, and all of those key terms. And really, it builds in full years of engagement. So it kind of takes a holistic approach versus just a one-off promotion from here and there. And what that really includes is everything from learning how people want to be educated, learning how what people are afraid of when it comes to change and adoption of different tools. It engages with people in person through things like CLEs, as well as online with podcasts, with webinars, and also printed materials, whether they be hanging up in a workroom or newsletters that we send out on a regular basis. It's about building in that holistic kind of plan is how we look at it from Sherman.
So with that, you know, what are great aspects of these holistic plans?
The best aspect of it is that it actually brings together multiple teams from our professional development team, our learning and training team, as well as our knowledge and research and other teams that are a part of the client value team. And that's one of the best things, because when you bring together all of the different walks of life, you're really thinking about it from a different perspective. The other part is engagement is more than just training. It's more than just making someone aware. It's actually making something stick with them after you've done some of that education. And it's really thinking through, again, what do people need to hear? What are they afraid of? How do we approach it with them? And how do we make certain that it's staying with them afterwards? So it's thinking it through from that perspective.
And has this always been your perspective in promoting knowledge management and looking at it holistically? Or were there things that have happened in your career that have led you to look at it from this perspective?
Absolutely not. I was not that wise years ago, is what I will say, and had many, many, many people help me along the way. I'll give you a really fun war story. When I was at my prior firm, one of the first things that I was helping roll out was an actual enterprise search, but it was a first rendition of enterprise search. And we're talking years and years ago. This is probably 15 years ago. I'm aging myself in the process of doing this podcast. And one of the things I was solely focused on was the training and education and the rollout of that. I really didn't think about the fact that you needed to communicate leading up to that. I didn't think about the fact that after the education, after the rollout happened, we needed to have follow-ups. It didn't dawn on me that we needed to engage people in a fun way and making this kind of a fun game way for them. So I learned a lot through that process through doing it badly. I would reach out to a lot of my colleagues through ILTA and other respects and learned along the way how to do that better. And so right now at Sherman, we are in the process of rolling out a document management system, and we have built an entire year-long engagement plan of that right now, where we're doing videos and podcasts and other things and sponsor one-on-ones and understanding things. But then it leads up to kind of a big bang and then afterwards. And one of the critical things we're going to build into that, and this was one of my learning points early on, is do something that's fun. Make it a game for people so that they actually can engage differently and learn differently.
So could you explore that a little bit more with us? You know, the idea of turning things into a game, I think people have very strong thoughts and opinions about the pros and cons of it. How are you turning document management deployment into a game?
Well, we haven't figured out the game yet. I will give you a story of my past life, and then I'll tell you some things that we're thinking about here at the DMS, because we're planning that right now. So in my past life, I referenced to you the first time I rolled out enterprise search, it went very badly at my prior firm. The second time, not so much. The second time was a really multi-year plan, understanding people's needs, building it the way that they needed to, and then building an engagement plan along those lines. And then one of the things that we did during the rollout and follow-up is we made a game out of it, and that it was kind of like a scavenger hunt with it. So the more people found certain things, then they would actually be a part of a program to where you could win Starbucks cards or other larger prizes depending upon what they wanted. That was just one way. We continued that to make it stick with people. Just avatar type of things that people would win the more searches that they did. So the more of an assistant, the more times they actually used the search over time, their ranking would go all the way up to Jedi Master, that kind of thing. And I was a staunch believer that gamification did not work. I don't know why I thought that. It was just something I thought, oh, lawyers, and being one myself, I thought it's never going to work. But what I failed to really think about is that we all as individuals have some sort of ego built in and some sort of competition built in. So what we found at my prior firm and building in kind of that ranking system, that Jedi Master system, everybody wanted to be a Jedi Master. And it really focused everyone on using the search, learning how to use the search without even having to teach them how to use the search. And it went over extremely, extremely well. So we're working on a similar type of program right now at Sherman. That will be, again, something similar to like a scavenger type of way of learning how to use the search and using different techniques, and it'll register them for prizes and other things. And long term, we'll have a similar type of system as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I was surprised how much every lawyer in the firm wanted to know, how far away am I from this? How far away am I from that person? And I was like, this is a game, guys. You got to work it out. You got to figure it out. And honestly, it really allowed people to learn on their own, but in a fun, unique way.
I love that. And how do these types of ideas work into a year-long or multi-year engagement plan? That sounds a little daunting when you think about, you know, gaining champions. How do you go about getting people comfortable with the long-term commitment?
With the long-term commitment of the plan or the long-term commitment of the change?
Both. the plan. Yeah.
The plan itself, you really have to have a multidiscipline team working towards that plan. Now, to be honest with you, KM professionals are not always built as the best marketers. I don't pretend to be one myself, but I've had the great joy of working with great marketing and business development teams, both at my firm of Baker as well as my firm now of Sherman. And the same thing across the board. You know, we've got people who are at the firm who've been consultants before, so they understand change. They understand how to help develop that. We've got people that are focused on full professional development and understand what people need. So it's build that multifunctional team. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask the questions of other people at the firm and bring that together. At Sherman, what we're trying to do is really think about everything from a managed change perspective. We don't want to just throw every business services group, you know, having a different change component throughout the year. Let's do it holistically and learn from each other.
No, I really agree with that. I think a multidisciplinary team brings the best aspects of our firm under one group. And also as a marketer, that's what we are always teaching the lawyers of, you know, create multidisciplinary teams to create a really memorable experience for the client. So it's awesome to hear you say that. As we're wrapping up, what are 5 tips that you would give someone who's looking to, you know, create champions within their firm of KM?
Creating champions. Well, again, it's probably some of the tidbits that we've talked about. Really think bigger than just education. That's the first thing. Think kind of full managed change. Understand the fears of people. A lot of what we have to do is psychology based. And it's not really simply understanding why is someone responding in the way in which they are. And become that psychologist. Try to sit down and understand and unpack that. Build engagement off of that. You know, that's the really big thing is you can't build the engagement unless you listen to people first. Partner with everyone that will support you. Partner with everyone that will sponsor you. Get those quick wins. But the biggest tip I have is have fun with this. That's the biggest thing I did not know early in my career, is that this should be fun. That awareness and adoption should absolutely be fun. It doesn't have to be daunting. And when you do all of that, when you think holistically, you understand people's fears, you build off of that listening, you partner with others, it really leads to a lot of fun.
Awesome. What haven't I asked you that you think our listeners should know about today?
I think the one thing I will say is there is a difference between awareness and adoption. So think about what you're trying to accomplish. Are you just simply trying to make people aware? Or are you trying to get people to actually adopt something different? And you would need to know how to build a campaign, awareness campaign versus an adoption campaign, and they are very different beats. That would be the only extra I would put in there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Meredith. We appreciate you speaking with the ILTA community at large. I think you gave a lot of really great insight that people can, you know, take away from this conversation and apply to their firms right away. So thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you guys so much for having me, and always willing to share and to learn from others.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.